personal houses, possibly. School buses won't even stop there. Kids used to walk through our yard to get to the school bus. You know, it's easy. I've shown you that they've been irresponsible. I've shown you they've been negligent. Look at the pictures of my yard. Look at the pictures how the water goes from the back to everybody else's houses. Fences and any of that stuff's not going to help. We just can't keep going like this. You've ruined our neighborhood. It's ruined our neighborhood. It's ruined my yard. So, any questions?
I don't. Anyone else? Come on up.
Good morning. My name is Jody Blair. My husband and I live at 201 Tuttle Road, which is in the Poverty Point area and not adjacent to Siesta Cove. So I was in attendance at each meeting we've had for our whole little neighborhood, Poverty Point and Siesta Cove, a few years ago, 2019, I think Don said. I feel really honored to live in this area. I have two concerns in addition to the ones that I've already heard today and already knew about. The traffic in and out of the vacation rental area as well as Dale is very scary. We don't have any lighting either. So, I mean, granted, we got lights on our cars, but we don't have lighting even to turn on to Dale. So these people that don't know their way around, it's just... You stop there at night and you wonder if the car behind you is going to even stop, you know, even though they see your tail lights. I've had several close calls just trying to make a left onto Dale. When the meeting was first held, and I know this has been mentioned before, back in 2019, I distinctly recall the builder indicating he would honor the Siesta Cove wishes for being a good neighbor and for making sure that there was some kind of protection between their houses and these vacation rentals. I can't even imagine what you guys are going through. I really can't. I live in a really quiet area back there, and I have more people back there now, too. I don't mind too much traffic. It's not that big a deal, but I notice the difference in there. A golf cart ride over into Siesta Cove, which we do almost nightly. I love that area over there. I look at behind these people's houses and I'm like, oh my God, what happened here? What happened here? And how could that happen? And how could that be allowed to happen? There's nothing to protect their houses. You've heard what they said. I just asked you to honor what they, or them to honor what they told you guys and all of these people what they would do, that, you know, that they would protect that. Finally, think hard about allowing more vacation rentals, not only on 165, off 165 right there, but all the way up to 265, because I've heard rumors of that too. That area is a nightmare area. I doubt that these vacation rentals are needed. They're just wanted. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'll be brief. I'm Patrick Haygood. I live at 408 Dale Avenue, right down there. In the Poverty Point area. So close, not in Siesta Cove. It's the large plot right there. You've heard all the issues, and thank you for the opportunity to bring them up to you. We don't need to rehash them. I just ask anybody here in this room who's opposed to this proposition, would you mind standing up real quick? We're doing the best we can between jobs, daily commitments, to come in here and say, guys, there's stuff going on here. Please take that into consideration. And thank you for the opportunity to speak here. That's all I've got.
Thank you. you don't have any more questions from the applicant.
You might ask if he wants to.
Would the applicant want to come back up and try to rebut some of this? Or? Go ahead.
Yeah. I I know we've been disruptive to the neighborhood, and I've heard more today than I have. I guess I didn't realize the extent that we had. We'll just say on the southern part where we were connected to Siesta Cove, I mean, we put our erosion control 35 feet off of the property line, and we have not disturbed past that. So our erosion control socks that we put in are 35 feet from the property line. So we're additionally farther than that back. But we have, we do want to do the right thing and be good neighbors. And we've already contracted with a company to put in a privacy fence there as well. So I know Dave said wouldn't do a lot, but we're trying to do all we can to mitigate any disturbance that they have. We want to do the right thing. We'll try to do the right thing. I'll address the drainage. I thought we had done that, but I'll make sure that's taken care of as well. We have no intention. We don't own the other three properties. We don't have them under contract. We don't have we have no intention of doing anything with those. We bought the two at the end of Ingalls Lane because the gentleman from Illinois contacted us and said he was ready to sell. He was an older gentleman, and so we bought it from him. Bought the house and the additional lot. Obviously, we would like to rezone it and put two homes there. We're not looking to put in a minor subdivision. We're not looking to do any of that. We're not purchasing the other three. But we approached them. We knew that when we would come for zoning, they were R1. So before we would come to rezone that property that we purchased, those two, I approached them about, hey, would you guys like to rezone as well? I mean, you're adjacent to us. You're not adjacent to any other residential homes. So we had a meeting, and they said, yeah, we would like to do that sometime in the future if we wanted to sell, or, it would increase their property value to do it. And that's why they would want to do that. So we just, that's why we came in with all four applications at once. I feel it's not easy to hear, that we've been disruptive to neighbors, and we're not trying to. We'll say that there is, we're moving into the less of the construction phase, more into the permanent phase. So there is the Condo Owners Association will have a designated contact person. It is true that they're all owned by individuals, different people, and they can get their own property manager to manage those properties for them, but they're still responsible to adhere to the guidelines and the rules in the declaration, and they are there, enforcing. I understand it's difficult to enforce, and I would say if there are any disturbances, I mean, I was, unhappy to hear about some of those things that I heard about this morning, and I would say definitely call the sheriff. I mean, that's what you should do. That's the right thing to do. Will there be people who don't adhere to rules? I'm sure there absolutely will be. But we will try to address these issues for them. Said we are going to build a fence. In addition to having the 30, the requirement was a 25-foot buffer, undisturbed. We did 35, and we're building a fence as well. I mean, we're trying to mitigate as much as we possibly can. Happy to answer any other questions.
any time that we, or I personally get a phone call, complaint, concern, question, and I've called you before on certain things.
Sure.
This development and others.
Yep.
And Ms. Bezaridis, you can attest to this as well. I always try to say, hey, I know the developers, and I think they truly do want to do the right things. You made a comment just now that you didn't realize some of the things that you heard were hard.
Yeah.
We hear them every day.
Yeah. I understand.
So I don't know how we work in the future together.
Yeah. I take it personally. So I want to do all we can to address them. So
I don't know if there's a way to, for better information or information to get to you easier. I don't know if there's something that you can set up with somebody.
Like I said, this fall it'll be turned over to the association, so they will have their people that will, you know, they'll have manager that will take care of it. Any questions, there should be one contact number to contact, and then they will have, I talked to Teresa here about a month ago, I think it's when you called me, so, and I think I told you then that I would, you know, put a fence up for sure, and we did contract to get that done. And that was the first time I'd heard about people going through anybody's property to get to the lake. I mean, that's the first time I'd heard about it. So, that's not what they should do. It's not what any guests should do. The reason we did the entrance, the separate entrance, so they wouldn't be on Dale, so they wouldn't impact the neighborhood behind. We didn't bring anything off of Dale. Because of that.
I understand you can't control what other people do, but at the same time, you have to, and I think you admit that you're part of the reasons why more people are there.
Sure. They're built and they're, people are there because they're vacation homes, they're vacation rentals, and there's.
I just found out I've got 50,000 of my closest friends coming down to my place.
Yeah, I heard that.
October. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is need. I mean, I understand, but there is demand and need for vacation rentals.
Are you not concerned as many vacation rentals that are being built on every section that you're going to saturate and there'll be no need for, and those that are built, they'll be setting.
Sure, you try to calculate that. Obviously, we take that into consideration when we're building, but I would tell you in other markets that I know of people that build, Tennessee, which I think is pretty similar to us, Eastern Tennessee, I mean, they're building more than we are, and they've been there a lot longer. The demand is there. People are wanting to vacation in the VRBO, the Airbnbs. They want the homes when they go on vacation. I mean, that's what people want. When we travel, that's what we look for as well. You know, whether you go to Florida, if you go to the beach, you go to Tennessee, you go, you know, that's what people want now. They don't want to be in hotels on vacation.
And I think Tennessee has more requirements than we do of the owners that own the homes, from tax structure and various things, licenses and...
Well, I think we require licenses here as well, I think. So, but yeah.
Regardless, the
and that's they should you should, you know, and they generate, you know, they do generate revenue.
We operate solely on sales tax.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Yeah, we don't. We
I just make
that clear. Yeah, I understand. I understand that. I caught myself. So, the schools like it. The schools like it.
But good for the schools. They spend too much money on stuff they shouldn't anyways.
Depend on how they're assessed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
well,
ma'am. Like
so
I said, we really do want to be good neighbors. I mean, but I'm not. And I will. This is, has not been. I understand. I understand a little more after this morning. So.
And,